Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Sandy Poindexter, grandparent and worldwide traveler, has some suggestions for traveling solo with a grandchild in this two-part series. Understanding your motivations and asking some basic questions at the front end helps increase trip rewards and makes it enriching and enjoyable, according to Poindexter. Why are you going? Objectives range from helping parents and building memories to exposing a child to new environments and having fun while educating on the go. Will you take one grandchild, siblings of different ages, or cousins of similar ages? Where will you go? Best choices include somewhere you and your grandchildren want to go. You've been there before, you think your grandchild would like to visit, and you can afford to travel there. What will you do? Research activities to create a list of options within your budget and common interests. Ask your grandchildren and their parents to narrow it down after discussions and looking at websites or travel materials. Besides amusement centers, many museums and parks offer interactive learning with costumes, scavenger hunts, and educational play areas. Is the goal to explore diversity? One advantage of visiting large cities is sampling foods from a variety of cultures. Museums are magnificent and have many activities for children. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.